News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 3:53 p.m. Listen, I got to tell you about my friends at ZLA Solutions. And by the way, I talk about them all the time. I know them personally. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. That's their website. But ZLA Solutions is like one of the best around at getting people back to work. You looking for a job? Are you looking for a job? Look no further than ZLAUSA.com. They've got great jobs posted all over North Alabama. Jobs that are worth having. Jobs you can hang with. Jobs that give a great living wage. So they've got them posted, but here's one of the things they've also got. They've got the ability to help employers fill out the entire workforce. So if you need a group of people, you need to staff out a business, big or small, they can help you. ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. That's what they do, and they're good at it. At ZLA Solutions, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. And that's the deal. Their goal, their mission in life is to make your business better. So check them out. ZLAUSA.com, ZLA Solutions. So we're going to the top of the hour with Grand Council. Before we get there, I'm going to tell you there's been a bit of breaking news today. So first of all, I had a troll on, if you're listening, troll, you're a troll. I had a troll on social media telling me you need to go back and rethink your appeal to supporting law enforcement because they didn't go in fast enough to the school yesterday. It's coming out anyway. No. First of all, have you ever been in a dynamic forced entry, a dynamic forced armed entry? Well, I have. And by the way, it can be a hairy situation. So all that to say, I'm not going to sit here right now and second guess law enforcement. We are hearing right now from law enforcement a change of the story that the gunman did enter the school unobstructed. He was not confronted by, there was at one point a story that an SRO, a school resource officer, had confronted him outside. No, that does not appear to be the case now. There was not anybody there. He ran in, a side door. They're saying that it does appear for some reason the side door was unlocked. So, I can't explain that. All I'm saying is that they're recounting the events now, and they're giving a more, they're giving a timeline now that does not match some of the initial timeline that we heard yesterday. But I will also say, too, that sometimes when you are in the middle of that situation dealing with the tragedy and the scope of the disaster, the facts don't tend to come out as quick and as accurate as you'd like, and it takes a little time to sort. So I'm not going to sit here and slam the police. Why would I do that? I don't know what's happened yet. But I will say this, they're saying that within 4 minutes, local police departments did respond, but we don't know for a fact how long it took. There's one report that they did not make forced entry into the room he was in until like almost an hour had passed, and that's just tragic. President Biden and First Lady Biden are set to visit Uvalde, Texas, according to the White House. There's that. Let's hope he doesn't make that as political as Beto O'Rourke did yesterday. If you saw that, there was Greg Abbott, the governor, along with the lieutenant governor, the speaker of the House, the head of the state law enforcement, Senator Ted Cruz, and the mayor of the town and the superintendent of the schools, all holding a joint press conference. And all of a sudden, here comes Beto O'Rourke using it for his opportunity to scream and yell and create a scene about gun control. And you need to do something. Well, okay. What's your plan? Well, his plan is to violate constitutional rights. That's always their go-to. Well, we just need to do away with that Second Amendment. Shut up. Because you do away with one, I guarantee you the rest are right after. But Beto O'Rourke, the idea that he would go to a mournful, somber press conference designed to provide comfort and information to the community by the leadership of the state and use that for a political opportunity, because keep in mind, he's running against Greg Abbott. So what he was doing was he was creating a soundbite / audio file of him standing there screaming and pointing his finger, having a tantrum basically at his opponent in the race. Well, I hope that's one of the unhinging moments of his campaign, because that kind of behavior does not deserve to be the governor of a state. And by the way, Beto O'Rourke? Really? You want a governor named Beto O'Rourke? Beto's not even his real name, but Beto O'Rourke, who is basically the perpetual candidate. I mean, hasn't he run for like, he was in Congress, he left, but like for one term or half of a term, ran for the U.S. Senate, maybe twice, I forgot what. Anyway, he keeps running for office. Is that all they've got? I mean, can the Texas Democrat Party not do better than Beto? Just saying. Anyway, that story continues to unfold. The entire situation, I mean, in Uvalde, Texas, continues to unfold. It's a very difficult deal. Just continue to pray for those people. Pray for the families, the community as a whole. Of course, the school, the children, who now have to deal with the impact of what happened in their tender lives. It's just an amazing thing, and it's sad. All right, folks, listen, you stay tuned. Coming up next, we got the Grand Council, my brethren Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson and me. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.